Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Many thanks, Chair, for giving me the floor. I will be very brief so as not to stand in the way of my colleagues and the lunch. Just a brief word on the format. We welcome the fact that we are once again able to meet in person here in Geneva. But that said, as other colleagues, the ambassadors of the United Kingdom and the Netherlands have said before me, among others, it's important to guarantee and ensure the inclusivity of this process. And it therefore makes sense that non-governmental experts have the option to be able to participate in our work online or in the digital realm. In other words, we need to have a hybrid format for our work. A quick point on the general exchange of views and a separate agenda item thereon. It is, of course, true that there's already been discussions that have been held on Paros, and the views of the different delegations are, I think, well known and well established. But it also remains true, as has been pointed out, that this is a new process with different nuances to it. So personally, as a Swiss delegation, we can be flexible as to the decision whether to include an agenda item on general exchange of views or not, particularly given that this is a practice that has been adopted elsewhere. In, for example, the OEWG on ICT, as the distinguished delegation of the Russian Federation reminded us just now. What is important, that said, is to ensure that we reflect this adequately in our programme of work and make sure that it's properly framed. For example, one day of general exchange of views during the first day of working, that will give an opportunity to accommodate the desires of those delegations who wish to voice or to take the floor during a general exchange of views. And it would also then meet the concerns of others that although we have a general exchange of views, that that would not spill over into eating up time that should be set aside for other items on the agenda and for the substantive work of the session. Thank you very much, Chair.